Along with the new year have come much colder temperatures. City across Arizona are seeing much, much cooler than normal temperatures. The other day, we were 15 degrees below our normal high, and even Tucson has experienced snowfall. Joining us in a moment to talk about the colder weather we're experiencing will be Matt Pace, who's a meteorologist with the State Department of Environmental Quality. Now, Mark, you've been back east. You know what cold weather is really like. I'm on my five layers. For you, this is not.
Yeah, I'd like to point out that on Thanksgiving Day, I think the high temperature in Manchester, Connecticut was like 14. So, you know,
okay,
20
I had to
pause 20
right there to
something.
Get my head around that because it's a little
bit
scary.
And with the wind chill, it was 2. So, you know, single digits.
Wow. So right now, I just heard Tiara say the temperature here was in the lower 30s still, which is
shorts weather. Total shorts weather.
I don't deny the shorts weather. For me, the hard part is like the five layers on top to protect the precious throat. And that's
right. I mean, it gives you good excuse to have hot tea, right, though, if it's warm out or cool
yeah.
out.
Anyway, with us to talk about the cold weather we're experiencing is Matt Pace, meteorologist with the State Department of Environmental Quality. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. So, Matt, are you freezing? Because I am.
Oh, yeah. It's cold out there. I've got my jacket on right now, and I'm still inside.
So how unusual is this? Because it seems like we do get the hard freeze every few years or so. What is making this such a difference here? And also in the Valley, we're really, I mean, we did get some rain on Monday night, but precipitation hasn't been of the variety of the frozen variety, let's say the Tucson is experiencing right now. What's going on? How unusual is this?
Yeah, this is a pretty unusual storm. Certainly we get cold, but this big storm system dropped down through the Great Basin and pulled really cold air from Canada down in with it. And we've certainly seen the effects here. We had snow up in Black Canyon City. You saw the Superstitions covered in snow. The snow down in Tucson, like you just mentioned. In fact, they recorded 0.4 inches of snow yesterday. And that is really the best they've done since February 20th, 2013. So snow's pretty rare down in Tucson. But looking at the temperatures here in Phoenix, the low this morning at Phoenix Sky Harbor, which is really the center of the city, was 30 degrees. That's the coolest temperature that we've seen since going back all the way to January 15, 2013. So certainly a very cold morning out there. And when you look at the numbers, since 1990, we've only been below the freezing mark 11 times. So certainly a very rare system out there.
Matt, is this in any way a harbinger for what to expect for the rest of the winter, or is it so specific to this particular storm coming through?
This storm was certainly an unusual one, and not necessarily means that we're going to have another one right after it. There is another chance of rain moving in late Saturday into Sunday, and that'll increase the winds again, increase the chance of rain, improve our air quality. But the difference with that one, it's actually going to bring moisture in from the south, so it's going to be warmer. So just because we have one cold system doesn't necessarily mean all of them that follow will be just as cold.
Matt, you just referred to it, and since you're with ADEQ, we wanted to follow up on this. The rain, the cool, the cleary, you know, we're talking about the possibility of all those no-burn days. Has our air, in fact, cleared out in the valley at least for a day or two?
So it will clear out just a little bit. We still have those really strong inversions in the morning, especially since we have been so cold, and that still traps a lot of that smoke right down near the surface. So we are still expecting the smoke, that PM 2.5, to be in the moderate range. But certainly the rain does help, but it comes back so quickly since it is so cool. A lot of people are still burning wood to stay warm out there.
Matt, what would it take for us to actually get snow here in the valley?
It would take quite a bit. I mean, we saw it up in the north. It was still about 2,000 feet or so. It's very rare to get snow actually in downtown Phoenix. It's only happened a handful of times. But, you know, it is possible. You got down to 30 today. But the problem is a lot of the times this cold air moves in right behind the storm system. So we got down to 30, but unfortunately all of the rain already moved off towards the east. So that's typically what happens. I wouldn't be surprised, you know, in another couple of years, maybe we'll see some snow right here in downtown Phoenix. Fingers crossed.
A couple of years. Okay.
I'm going to get my sled now just to be safe.
Yeah, I wouldn't get it just yet.
Matt Pace, meteorologist with the State Department of Environmental Quality. Matt, I presume you're going to keep the jacket on the rest of the day.
Oh, yeah, you better believe it.
Thanks for your time, man. Bye.
Thank you.